Okay, here we are. All right, we're going to dive into the human side of this, which is inexorably being withheld from you. You're not allowed to see it unless you know where to look in social media. And there are some extraordinary groups, many of them, of course, if they're on Facebook, they have to use trick language to try to avoid causing trouble for the group. But even that doesn't always work. We had a red-hot group that Erica found some weeks ago. Started out with 40,000 members when she had found it. What happened, Erica?
Well, as of this morning, it's gone. It got up to about 300,000, and the administrator of the group did a really good job at censoring, but avoiding the algorithms that would trigger the AI to, you know, the buzzwords.
Right.
So he kept it going for a good long time, and they caught up
not
to him today.
Enough.
Yeah. So that was quite a window into what's really going on.
That was the...
I
think that was the most revealing of all.
Yeah,
of
in one place. That you could go one place and just get story after story after story. And I sense that some of these people, this was the first time that they were able to tell their stories and feel acknowledged or validated.
Hell, for most of them, many of them, they had no one to talk to. And all of a sudden, they, even if they weren't getting answered much, they had someone to talk to.
Right.
These are lonely, suffering people. Vaxxed or unvaxxed, it doesn't
matter. Well, they're in the minority. I mean, quite often they were maybe the only ones in their families that had refused the shot, and they were consequently ostracized for it,
exactly.
Mocked. And, it's a lonely place to be. Yeah.
No. Well, fortunately, I have no family.
It makes life easy. Sometimes.
Okay, let's go jump into this. What do you want to do first? You choose. Ladies first.
Oh, I guess we should maybe, let's finish up some of this, the smells. I think we had.
Okay. Well, in the first group.
That continues to be a thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be with us. I don't think it's going to go away. We got smells. I think we did five of them, and then there's one at the top. There's six altogether in the first group, and let's see what's in the second group. We did those two, I believe.
All right.
I think we did. Let's see the third group. No, nothing in there. Okay, now we've got to stay up at the top here. Okay, shedding. Shedding from friends. Shedding from Moderna. Shedding from relatives. Shedding from spouse, shedding sickness, shedding from relatives again. So there's a lot of shedding issues here. It's very hard for people. You can't see it. You can't really hear it. You know, it's invisible. Now you can smell it once in a while, but not everybody seems to be able to smell it. That's the odd part about it. Now, there's something that Erica came up with the other day. She was reading something. And there's an historic term for people who are issuing putrescence through their exhalations and general body odors. It's called the, well, you tell them.
Well, the technical term is fetor hepaticus, and it translates to the breath of the dead. And this was mentioned in that study that we posted, I don't know, a week or two ago when we were on that topic of the VOCs coming off of people. So this is a kind of a characteristic smell.
Zombie breath.
Well, it pertains to the liver in particular. The liver is congested, for one, but it's a hallmark of portal hypertension. And what happens due to the shunting, that the gases are forced, well, basically through the airways, and you get this distinctive odor of, well, somewhat sulfur-like, but rotting. It's a rotting smell, and that's why they call it the breath of the dead. So if you do smell that on someone, their liver is in trouble.
And keep that in mind also, that the smell that you run across should be a warning. An alarm should go off in you. Get away from wherever you are. It doesn't mean that the odor itself is transmitting anything, but it means that there's a source nearby that someone is very sick, and in all likelihood, they're very sick from being shot. Okay?
Yeah.
So use that smell as an indicator, an alarm, get away. All right.
I also wonder, some of the people that are extremely sensitive to shedding, I mean, to the point of being physically sick, not just, you know, unpleasant, bothered, but really physically sick. I wonder if they have a mycotoxin issue themselves, where a lot of people are harboring mold infections that they don't realize they have, and can make you pretty sick. And typically, over time, you develop something called CIRS, chronic inflammatory response syndrome, and then you become super sensitive to other toxins in the environment. And I suspect that some of these people that are hypersensitive to the vaxxed are, you know, they've already been sensitized to certain types of toxins because of a pre-existing mold toxicity. And it could be that these vaxxed people are also colonized with various types of mycotoxins. I mean, we had, remember last year, the black fungus in India?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I mean, those people necrosis. Were colonized by a type of mold called mycormycetes, and it was this flesh-eating black mold. But these were all people that supposedly had COVID, but I would assume they also probably had the vax, the shot. And they were experiencing abnormalities with their blood, low oxygen, high iron, and that particular mold feeds on iron. So I don't know if the vaxxed are also, in addition to shedding spike protein, they may also be shedding various types of mycotoxins. And some mycotoxins can be very, very toxic, neurologically toxic. So that's, you know, if you are sick around these people, that's I would limit your exposure. You know, it's
and all
a general
of you people
rule for
who,
everybody.
Yes. All of you people who have to work, if you have to work with people who have been injected and you just, there's nothing else you can do, you really must consider getting, if you're in an office, get an ozone air purifier and stick it on your desk. You should be allowed to have that. And that little personal unit is great, but if you're in an office, get the mobile unit. It's only about $50 more. It's on the homepage. There's banners for them. It's about the size of a small little paperback book, and it really works well. Put that on your desk. Give yourself a chance. All right?
Yep.
Because we still believe that there's a threshold issue. Everyone's probably different, and once you reach that threshold, your toxicity levels are going to continue going up, but you're going to worsen that. You're going to begin to manifest some of the same symptoms of the vaxxed. You may get clots, all right? You may get zoster. You may, I don't know. But the sky is the limit on this thing. It's that bad. Okay, shedding. Number six, number seven, what do you want to do? Can you see those?
Yep, I can see them.
All right. Number six. Go ahead and do, here, all six is super short. Seven is... Well, do six and seven. Go ahead. They're two good ones.
Okay. I think this is out of order. Let's see. I think all unjabbed is or can be affected. Again, people that do not know about shedding will not make effects they get linked to the jab. Then there is someone like my ex, seeing a jabbed, getting major shedding problems, microclots, pain in her legs, regular stomach problems, ringing in the ears, brain fog, etc., and still hanging out with a jabber, blind.
So this a man who wrote this, or is it a man, Armand.
Mm-hmm.
So his ex is now sleeping with somebody who's vaxxed, and she's getting shedding problems. Microclots, pain in her legs, regular stomach problems, ringing in the ears, got tinnitus, brain fog, etc. And she's still hanging around with this vaxxed guy. What people won't do for a cheap roll in the sheets. Man.
Yeah, there's a lot of chatter about, you know, concern among younger people of will they be able to meet somebody, you know, presumably a partner for life, with all that's going on.
Answer?
You know, they're on the dating scene, and now suddenly if they were having trouble meeting people when they were 100% of them were prospects, now you're down to 20%.
And how many of those are lying?
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Right? So that's another problem. All right, there's another one here from that guy. It's actually Armand, I think. No, it's Julianne. Go ahead. It's that little one.
Yeah, it's so strange. It seems to be mostly unvaxxed who are not seemingly affected by shedding. But maybe the smell indicates they are affected.
For those of you younger people out there who say, well, what am I going to do? I do want to have a companion, a best friend. You are going to have to make an effort to find, and maybe there are dating services which at least suggest what someone's vax status is. You're going to have to date your, whatever it is, if you're unvaxxed, you're going to have to find it unvaxxed. You can't date your opposite vaxxed status. Won't work.
Yeah, I have come across a couple posts indicating there is a Telegram group, maybe there's more than one, specifically for unvaxxed people that were, you know, looking to date mm-hmm. unvaxxed people.
You know, honestly, I hate to say it, but because of the lying factor, we're going to have some kind of a test to show if someone's been vaxxed or not.
You know, they've been talking about that, too. Someone said, well, you could take a black light and have them show their hand and see if it, you know, the veins light up.
That doesn't always mean...
No.
It won't always work.
You can't count on that, no.
But I think that there will have to eventually be some kind of a test. I'm not saying they have to be pure blood, which means no vax, no tests. But they need to know if the person's been vaxxed. They have a right to. Male, female, I don't care. You've got a right to know. Okay, shedding from friends. I was so sick a couple of weeks ago, my son had 20 friends over for his 18th birthday party. All his mates are jabbed. Apparently he's not. I had a few drinks. I never drink. And totally didn't think about it when I had several takes on their vapes. What's a take on a vape? Is that when you do that vaping thing and you have a hit?
Yeah.
How do you know that? Never mind.
Well, before COVID, there was a thing called vaping. Remember that?
Okay. Takes on vapes. She shouldn't mean tokes on vapes. Whatever.
I don't know.
All of his mates are jabbed. I had a few drinks. I never drank. And totally didn't even think about it when I had several takes on their vapes. Within a day, another... is that something you put in your mouth?
I don't know.
Well, I know you don't know, but maybe you read it somewhere.
Well, vapes. So, I mean, it was the...
It's a pipe.
Well, is it the vape, wasn't it?
Well, I think you put it in your mouth and you inhale it.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, in other words, she put the electronic cigarette in her mouth. I think that's what she's saying here.
Yes.
I had several... Thank you. was very nice of you. I had several takes on their vapes. Within a day, I was suffering brain fog, vertigo, lightheadedness, fatigue. My throat was on fire, and I coughed up blood sputum several times. What a delightful post-birthday event she had. I took supplements, etc., but felt like it didn't make a difference until my sister reminded me about ivermectin. I had bought 1L oral suspension ivermectin years ago and took that. And after nearly 2 weeks of feeling like absolute crap, I was better within 5 hours after taking a 30 milliliter dose, ML. It was gone. I took another dose the next day. Ivermectin is the key. So in her case, she was hanging out with 20, 18-year-olds or whatever, and drinking and smoking and vaping it up, and she got sick. She got shed upon that way. That's all it took. And the ivermectin in her case helped. So good for her. All right.
Yeah, that ivermectin, I tell you, it seems to be the magic bullet.
Oh, by the way, if you were wondering where William Gein is tonight, William is fighting COVID, he thinks. He was told he had it. You know how we feel about that. But he is doing better, and he'll be back next week. But I urged him to get ivermectin immediately. Don't play around. Okay, next one. You go ahead. Laura? Hey, everyone.
Well,
you find that one?
Let's see.
Shedding from...
Got it. Okay. I've been seriously ill since the 23rd of February after spending extended time with someone who was boosted with Moderna 1 month prior. I've been in the hospital where I tested positive for both COVID and strep A. I'm now supposedly negative for both, but I am still in a bad way. It feels as though I have man-made industrial strength acid stuck in my body, specifically the mouth and throat region. I've never known anything like this. I've lost extreme amounts of weight, and I'm still off work. I get these sudden burning attacks in my mouth, which are completely terrifying. Anyone else dealing with similar? Thanks.
Well,
Heard that people getting boosted with Moderna are really spewing some nasty stuff.
I was in a different store the other day, and I asked for directions. Where was this section in the store? And there was a young woman, early 20s, down sitting on the ground stocking a shelf, you know, the lower end of the gondola, so to speak. And I said, can you tell me where to find such and such? And she looked up, and this girl was not well. And she was really unhappy about it, you could tell. And she said, aisle 7. And she shouldn't have been working, but she obviously had to work. And I would suggest that she was another one who's ill. Too many out there.
I encountered something like that back early summer or so. It was a young girl and working a cashier at a local store and just looked very, very uncomfortable, unhappy. You know, not what you would expect for somebody that's, you know, 18, 20 years old. Ready to start life, and I just had it in my mind, she probably got the vax, and if she's like many of these other women, just suffering miserably from it,
yeah,
thinks that, you know, there's something wrong with her, rather than the shot that she took. And I've seen that kind of, that thinking in several people now, you know, just reading these posts. These people that are injured are... often have a tendency to blame themselves for what happened to them because they look around and they see that.
Yes, I know.
Their friends and family, most of them who also took the shot, are apparently seemingly okay.
Well, we've got
to
remember that.
Themselves.
Yes, we have to remember that there are a lot of people out there who are fighting with issues that they won't talk about to anybody. And they put on a happy face because they don't want to admit that they're among the walking wounded.
That's true.
All right. Yoga Girl writes, I need help, please. My son, firstborn, a part of my heart and soul, took the Pfizer. Every time I'm around him, I have some kind of ovarian menstrual attack within 12 hours. I have unintentionally tested this theory 2 more times after I started to suspect it. She's not shut up. She's getting dumped on by her son. On Sunday, he came over and made me dinner for my birthday. And bam, Monday, the pain attack like a ruptured ovarian cyst. I started to feel better after a few days, and then I saw him yesterday around 5 p.m., and then, bam, 5:30 a.m. in the morning, pain again. No medical professional will listen to me, and I can do the frontline doctor's protocols, but I want to be able to see my son. Oh, my God, how do I block this? Lead? I would wear a tinfoil hat if it worked. Please help me. I'm begging. Now, this is a perfect example, again, of someone who's going to have to make a decision. I don't know how that. It's not easy. There's a big problem here. She's suffering, and it could get to a point that she's not vaxxed. She's being shed upon by her son, just being in proximity. Sickening.
Yeah.
Horrible. Yeah. Okay, next up is Spouse, it's a long one.
I actually have the answer to that one. Couple ones down.
Yeah.
Okay. In response to that, someone writes.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
I had this last year around vaxxed stepsons, and no one in the family believes me to this day. I'm a crazy conspiracy theorist, and I need help apparently. So I share your pain and frustration. I had sharp pain in both hips and ovaries, and was literally hemorrhaging clots within half hour of exposure, getting headaches and white noise.
Wow.
Lost a horrendous amount of blood. Lots of things helped. Black seed oil, 40 milligrams per kilogram, CDS, chlorine dioxide solution, and all the supplements suggested by the WCH, World Council for Health. NAC, quercetin, vitamin C, D, zinc. I think personally it's EMF or a frequency thing. So I've tried wearing shungite and orgonite, detoxing with borax, bath, zeolite, etc. I used to be normal. This is all new and trial and error. I spent 6 months being really unpopular and avoiding family, and the bleeding stopped. But it's not sustainable, so now I do mix with them when I have to. But
see?
I'm super wary of touching them too much or letting them
hold
kiss
on
or
a
hug
sec.
Me.
Hold on. This is really important. I spent 6 months being really unpopular and avoiding family, and the bleeding stopped. But that's not sustainable now. So now I do mix with them. Go ahead.
I'm super wary of touching them too much or letting them kiss or hug me. My period is totally irreversibly messed up. Sometimes I get 2 weeks of spotting after contact. Sometimes I miss 2 or 3 months, and sometimes it's super heavy, but never as bad as the first time it happened last year. The worst thing is being gaslit by doctors and family and being told it's me, it's the menopause, when I know damn well it's not. Good luck.
See, the poor woman, the bleeding is horrific, but that's symptomatic of a massive hormonal disruption in the entire female reproductive system, if not the entire body.
Yeah, and I'm really surprised that nobody's figured this out yet.
Well, I don't think they want to.
I think you're right.
No. Okay, and some of you listening are suffering exactly like these people we're reading about to one degree or another. And I wish we had an answer for you. When you heard it, I stopped and interrupted Erica there just to make it clear. She became very unpopular, i.e. she stopped seeing her family for 6 months and everything got better. It's not fair. It's not right, but it's real, and you have to make a choice. And there are people we know about, we've read about, they've hung around the vaxxed, whether family or not, and they end up with clots. And they end up, some of them, one of them was one in the hospital with a brain clot. I can't remember.
Well, yeah, I think she had clots in her legs, and then at the last appointment, there were clots in her lungs.
All right. A reminder, Nurse Anne will be here on Friday night, so don't miss that. I talked to her, and she has been right back in the middle of it again and has lots to say. All right. What information do you want if I can provide it? I surely will. I've been intimate with hubby twice, and twice I've bled profusely. Hubby has problems with his eyes since being double-dipped. His whites are yellow, a large pro-yellow spot in his right eye, and large bumps around both. My son has a calcium deficiency and now needs an operation on his left knee. Again, double-dipped with Pfizer. I tried to get treatment for my, for want of a better word, hemorrhage. One trip to A&E, nothing done. What's A&E?
That's the UK emergency room.
Okay, thank you. Telephone consultation for a second, with a trip to surgery to be weighed and blood pressure taken by the receptionist. Surgery is another term for medical establishment. Who proceeded to tell me I weigh 11 and a half stone, and my blood pressure was 140 over 80, and that I'm very tall. I'm less than 6 stone and 5'5/3 tall FFS. I don't know what that is. Anyway, my blood pressure is 120 over 80. I have an appointment booked for blood tests 6 weeks after my second bleed. Could have bled to death by now. I had to take matters into my own hands and start treating myself with supplements, diet foods rich in iron, etc., and keep away from hubby. Proof enough? Well, there's a marriage on the rocks already. The Pfizer rocks. This ain't not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to change. It's not going to go back to the way it once was.
No.
Sad. Yeah,
it's tragic.
Okay. Shedding sickness, I think, is next. That's a really long one. I can't even begin to read that.
All right. I read your story. My mother-in-law took Moderna last August. After that, I started to have throat problems. I took many courses of antibiotics and felt like you. It helped a while. With antibiotics, I needed to eat omeprazole. Acid on my throat was horrible. It felt like tonsillitis. It looked like, but it wasn't. Sometimes I felt like the acidity was going to kill me. My doctor sent me specialist and said I need my tonsils removed. I don't want any operations now. Several courses of clindamycin was only what worked, and azithromycin, but then it always came back, and I realized it comes back when I meet my mother-in-law. Okay, then I get an amazing tip. I didn't want to eat any more antibiotics, and I knew it wasn't chronic tonsillitis. I found out many people had this happen to them recently after exposure to Moderna jabbed. I started to put out hydrogen peroxide on my ears always when I started to feel it's coming back. That was a big help. And I took vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams, always when that feeling came. Some days I took 4,000 milligrams. And oregano oil. Then I used black seed oil, 1,500 milligrams per day. NAC, vitamin D, K2, zinc, copper, iron, B12, dandelion capsules. I cannot get them fresh where I live. I even got white pus on my throat area and tonsils. It's not thrip. It is white cells fighting. I got the tip from this group. For me, I think it stopped. I think The hydrogen peroxide stopped the ears, and the olive oil, or then combination of all. And I drink apple cider vinegar water. If I still see her, I get that feeling on my throat. But I put ear spray and take vitamin C straight away, eat raw garlic. It's now 3 months. I haven't got it back. The hydrogen peroxide spray in the ears helps you straight away. Ears and throat are connected. I hope these tips will help you because this saved my life. I started to be really scared. I had that same metallic taste, too. My experience and many others recently jabbed with Moderna is the worst. But it is the strongest, 100 micrograms, Pfizer's only 30. For the acidity, apple cider vinegar water helps. I drink several glasses during a day. Do not take the omeprazole.
Mm-hmm.
Etc. It helps a while, and after that, it makes it worse. Apple cider vinegar helps. Then we have papaya season here. I am eating every day, morning, some papaya seeds. If exposure is bad, then I eat more of them. But if home, only a few. I have realized papaya seeds help a lot of other symptoms. If I skip them, I can feel the difference if I get exposed. But they say it is parasites in the vax. But papaya seeds helps the stomach a lot. If you have any questions, ask me. I finally messaged to get myself feeling better. Managed to get myself feeling better, and I hope this helps you.
See, all manner of symptomology addressed with a wide array of supplements. We'll just call them supplements, and yet we're not getting to the cause. She's got, there's a mother-in-law joke in there somewhere, and I probably shouldn't do it, but, yeah.
Well, this just begs the question, how is it that these people who receive the vax are apparently able to tolerate their own poisons while making other people deathly ill in some cases?
Well,
I think we have to go back to that, you know, the analogy with the poison dart frog. You know,
yeah.
the poison dart frog
good.
Releases a toxin through its skin, and that's what these indigenous people in South America, they stress the frog so it releases this toxin through their skin, and they collect it and put it on the tip of a spear, and that mm-hmm. little bit is enough to, you know, kill an animal. And it is durable. It lasts in the environment, you know, up to a year, I think. So, but the frog itself is not poisoned by its own toxin. And the reason is, at the same time it's producing the toxin, it's also producing the antidote to the toxin. And I think we can assume that that's what's happening with people who get the vax. You know, for a period of time, they are able to neutralize that spike protein internally to some extent. I wouldn't say it's 100%, but enough so that, you know, they appear relatively normal. And yet coming through their skin and their breath is a lethal toxin.
I don't know if they're neutralizing it. That's a good guess. Suppressing it to a degree, maybe. Maybe it's just one or two of the many, many things it does that are being addressed. We don't know. But take these for what they're worth. They're real life, real people, real suffering, not a joke. These are the unvaxxed. Okay.
Yep.
Vaccidents. You heard earlier I mentioned that somebody came to a stop at a green light right in front of me. Stop. And sat there for maybe, I don't know, 5 seconds, and then slowly accelerated and went through the green light intersection. These are happening all the time. All right. I have also noticed this. It's as if they have brain damage. There's an anger and an uncertainty in their driving. Oh, yes. Unfortunately, I'm at this point now, forced to get a lift to work, a ride, with a jabbed person. And he has been in almost 7 accidents in the last couple months. He turns directly in front of cars or almost hits a bike. The latest incident, he stopped at a stop street. Cars come from the left, and turn onto the side street where we are while the car is right in front of us. And he pulls away. And then he sees the car and slams on the brakes. He didn't even see that car. It reminds me of my mother, who has dementia. Sometimes she just can't see things, even if she holds it in her hands. I read a post by a jabbed pilot, sat down in the cockpit, and did not know what to do. He completely forgot how to fly. He got out, walked a couple of times around the plane, got back in, and it came back to him. No problem. What if a jabbed person is driving on the highway and that happens? In South Africa, car accidents are up by more than 20%. They are talking about reducing the maximum speed. I think all of them have brain damage now. Autopsies have confirmed they have dead spots all over their brains. These would be prions, spike-induced prions. And yes, these are, the damage is so minute, it's probably not even going to be measurable or viewable early on with an MRI or anything. And yet these people are compromised. The truth of the matter is, all vax people should not drive. Not now. We need to stop. We need to figure this out. How the impairment works with one. But it'll never happen. They're just going to keep driving and killing people. Death rates in cars are up 17% here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Want to do black-eyed babies next?
Yeah.
After you.
Okay. Someone, the topic of babies came up. And someone says, I've seen lots of normal babies. And then we go on to discussions of the ones that were not normal. I think it depends what week the mom got the shots. My friend who is Nordic, blonde, blue eyes, like her husband, got jabs at week 31 and 34. And that baby has those black eyes. Both parents family has totally blue eyes. The baby is now 9 months old and still has those strange black eyes. My friend thinks herself it is from the jab. The baby stopped growing, too, in her uterus after the second one and needed to be taken out early because of that. So I think that black eyes depends on the weeks when you got the shot, and bad luck. I have seen other babies here, too, where I live, with those strange black eyes. I think it can be shot-related, too. Here, most of the people got Moderna, like my friend. I don't know, but those black eyes are totally truth.
Okay. I haven't heard too much about black-eyed babies lately. That was a first in a while. A friend sent me a picture of a baby. Both parents shot up. The baby got the full black eyes. Can barely see the whites at the corner of the eyes. Reminds me of some animal's eyes, not looking like a normal human baby's eyes. When what's going to happen to these kids later on? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you know, what you can see physically in a newborn. I mean,
yeah,
it's really, I mean, you have no idea what's happened to the chromosomes.
No.
What kind of diseases they're going to be predisposed to.
All right. Remember, what we're reading is an unimaginably tiny fraction of 1% of what's really going on out there. My dog has eyes like that, writes someone else. It's a Doberman. And let's see the next one here. The baby is literally developing. All right, this is weird now. The baby is literally developing many things earlier than normal babies. She was holding her head up earlier, too. She is similar, make it smaller, than her age, but she looks older in her face. Hard to explain. And she learns everything earlier than normal babies. Hard to explain. But she looks like she has some syndrome, like getting older earlier. I have seen similar-looking babies here where I live, and all of those have strange black eyes and strange, like, looking older than normal babies. If I compare the face of my own, who is now 13 months old, she looks older than my baby, and I am in the face, and I am unjabbed. Hard to explain. I have seen many babies whose moms have taken the shots, and they all have the same strange, older faces. I think it must be something to do with what week the mothers got the jabs. But they all look like they have some kind of syndrome. But the doctors are saying everything is totally normal. Don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where this goes. I mean, it sounds like there's that accelerated aging syndrome called progeria.
Yeah, it
and
does.
And those poor kids, they only live to about maybe 13.
Well, that's
they have rapid aging, rapid.
What hormone causes that? There's got to be a master control center somewhere for the aging process that is being invaded and messed up by the spike. I don't know what it would be.
I don't know if you can narrow it down to just one gene.
It could be a broad brush panorama of horror.
As Russell Blaylock said, we're going to see diseases we don't even have names for.
I think we are. I think he's exactly right.
I mean, these genetics are going to be completely, deranged, distorted, new. I don't think it's looking good for these kids.
No, this is ELE time. That's the kind of talk we're getting here from these people. These kids aren't going to make it. Not for a long, normal lifetime. They may not make it 5 years. Here's a quickie. Retired Marine, who used to work for me, survived 6 combat tours, aged between 38, maybe 42, just got out and had gotten a civil service job, and was pushed by his employer to be up to date on his shots once they were released. Well, he took them. He collapsed and died in the parking lot after taking the first shot. He made it to his vehicle, but never made it inside. So the shots were released. He went, he took the first one. American combat veteran, 6 tours, died in the parking lot before he could actually get back into his car. And I think a lot of you out there, wherever you are around this world, you're going to see people, if you already haven't, in public places who are stricken, who are down. And they may not be revivable. So be prepared. And I would urge you, honestly, maybe sounding selfish, but for God's sakes, no mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And if you want to do CPR, put a piece of paper or something over their clothing so your hands are protected. Or keep some gloves in the car. Just common sense. These are the most incredibly bizarre, horrific times you could imagine that we're living in, to even have to say these things. It's not fun. It's not fun.
I know. It has been,
All right, next.
I'm going to jump down to this paramedics.
Okay.
Someone's asking, where can I find the article? And someone replies, I don't even know which article, but the comeback is, do some research. I spoke to paramedics off record, and they told me the double and triple are dropping everywhere. There's enough data out there.
There we go.
And
listen for the sirens in your town. That's what's happening.
I just heard on my police scanner from my city, people are now falling over dead in the parking lot at the clinic after getting their juices that are now available and plus getting the flu juice. So now they're getting a total of 6 juices.
Wow.
Well, I will tell you that listening to these 911 calls, you know, for this area is somewhat enlightening. What strikes me is the number of calls for young people having medical emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a third of those have something to do with an altered mental status. They're having some kind of a mental breakdown or a psychiatric episode. But young, high school, maybe 30s. And then the other pattern, there were a couple calls for people in doctor's offices having a medical emergency. Now, you wonder, did they just get a shot?
Don't know.
And then falls. It seems to be a lot of calls for people just falling in their own home. But I suppose that's always happened. You know, old people fall and sometimes they can't get up.
Oh, I used to monitor the frequencies a lot years ago when I was in news, and I don't remember all that many falls.
Huh.
No.
Well, I know someone whose sister was vaxxed, and she wasn't terribly old, maybe 60 or so. Mm-hmm. She fell down a set of stairs in her own home. They didn't find her for a couple of days because she lived alone and nobody missed her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, did she stumble? I mean, the vertigo seems to be a big thing as a jab injury. People just have trouble maintaining their balance. I know in the mountains here, they've had just numerous call-outs this past summer with hikers. You know, fit, relatively young hikers stumbling and falling and needing to be carried out. And we have a very, very high vax rate in this part of the country, so I almost don't even have to ask the question if they were vaxxed.
Right. All right, here's the last one. This is kind of a long one. You know which one this is? Multiples, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's, you could do
all
that
right.
One.
Multiples. All right, I may have you pick it up halfway through, so if I pass out, take it.
Okay.
So here is my story. Me and my hubby, and both not for getting the shot. Is that what the rainbow signal means here? And both not for getting the shot.
Yes, yes.
And we were very open with our family members and friends about this, especially my mother-in-law, as my brother-in-law has Down syndrome, autism, and with a known thyroid disorder and heart condition. A perfect candidate for a shot, isn't he? We had repeatedly asked her not to get him the shot and advised against herself getting it also. Well, she kept it hidden from us and went and got herself and my brother-in-law the shot. We found out, but only when she rang from the hospital due to him having had seizures a few hours after the injection. His BP and heart rate were through the roof, and at one point, they didn't think he was going to make it. The doctor who sent the ambulance for him said it was an adverse reaction from the shot. She has since gotten the second, this is a bright light, but refused the third, finally figured it out, due to not feeling right and tired all the time, etc. After what happened with the brother-in-law, she hasn't got him anymore. She's too scared in case another shot would finish him off. He now has more problems and lots of behavioral issues since. Her best friend also got the shot, three of them, and now has a constant itchy rash that she cannot get any sleep or relief from, and the doctors don't know what's causing it. She had zero issues before. Her husband, who had a liver transplant 2 years ago, well, this is getting better, was very fine and doing great, right? No issues. Got his second shot, and after the second, within weeks, it started to go back into liver failure with no known cause. It's unexplained, and the hospital is stumped. They don't see the relation. My neighbor across the road had her brother got the shot, one, and within a week collapsed And he spent some time in the hospital, and they couldn't find any reason as to why he needed hospital treatment. They declared him fit and healthy and discharged him home. 12 weeks later, he got his second shot. And within 4 weeks, he was in the hospital unwell again with a cancer so far spread over his entire body that doctors couldn't explain it. They discharged him with a palliative care routine, and he was dead within 2 days of discharge. One of my friends got the shot so they could travel and had a medical emergency before they left. Oh, and had a medical exam, I guess, for the all was fine. They returned home and got the second shot at the time they were meant to and started to feel unwell after 2 weeks. They went to the doctor and they did blood tests and were shocked with what they found. Go ahead, Erica. You remember where we are?
Yep. It was like a rapid blood cancer had just popped up. He was dead within a few weeks. I'm hearing of this happening regularly. 1 minute fine, next minute gone. Or horrible seizures, rashes, unexplained, non-cancerous lumps appearing among the lymphatic system. One friend's husband is so riddled with non-cancerous lumps since he got his third jab, they are having to surgically remove them as they are affecting his breathing, pushing on his windpipe. There is no name for these lumps that they have been told or why it's happening. Some people have been lucky, some not so much. I am truly sorry for everyone's loss and suffering. It's such a sad state of affairs and wish this shot had never been invented. We now watch and wait with worry with our mother-in-law and brother-in-law and everyone else who's been jabbed, who we love and been affected by this horrible jab. My hubby's best friend got the jab so he could take his children to Disney. Now he has high blood pressure. That is dangerous. The next level is death. No lead up to it, just boom. Extremely high with no known cause. Next is a stroke or heart attack, and he's only 30. Previously healthy with no underlying medical conditions. So many stories and not enough time to share, but this is how it has affected us directly.
You see, we've got to run, but overall, there's this strange resignation that this is how it is now. Right? This is becoming the new normal. Just understand that, everyone. There's no pushback, no fighting. There's unhappiness. People argue. But this is the new normal. They've normalized death and horrific medical failures of the human body. It's just incredible.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Wrap it up and take us home.
Well, we're home.
Yeah.
This is it. Front row seat.
All too true. Yep. Okay. Thank you, partner, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, Jeff. My pleasure. Good night, everyone.
And thanks to all of you. Hang on. We're coming back with another hour live from Donetsk coming up next. Stay tuned. Now, you can-